So if you ask AI, what is more enjoyable, eating or drinking? This is AI's response. Which do people enjoy more, eating or drinking? People's enjoyment of eating versus drinking is highly subjective and influenced by personal preferences, the specific food or beverage, and the context of consumption. And then it gives you benefits of each one. If you eat, you have a sensory experience. Eating engages multiple senses, taste, smell, texture, sight, leading to a complex and potentially satisfying sensory experience. Mouthfeel and texture. The texture of food, such as creaminess or crunchiness, contributes to enjoyment. Cultural and social aspects. Eating is often tied to traditions and social gatherings, making it pleasurable and meaningful activity. As opposed to drinking, drinking is hydration. Drinking addresses the body's need for hydration. Flavor and variety. A wide variety of beverages offers unique flavors and sensory experiences. Social and relaxing. Drinking, particularly in social settings, can be a relaxing and enjoyable experience. And therefore, these are the factors that influence the preference. Some individuals naturally prefer the sensory experiences associated with eating, while others prefer drinking. And then the type of food or beverage is crucial. Someone may enjoy a steak more than a sugary soda and vice versa. And hunger versus thirst. When hungry, eating likely is more enjoyable. When thirsty, drinking is likely more enjoyable. I don't think you need AI for this. But social gatherings often involve both, and the context can enhance enjoyment. And finally, psychological factors, emotional state, and stress levels can influence preference. Ultimately, whether someone enjoys eating or drinking more depends on these various factors and is a matter of individual preference. That answer told you absolutely nothing. So, the question we're going to deal with today is, what in the world is Kiddush B'Makom Suda? And over the next few weeks, we'll try to understand this very weird concept, which no one really can really clarify in standing on one leg, so we'll need maybe three or four classes to attack all angles and aspects. My first question is, what does it mean, Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Probably the thing which is thrown out all the time. Oh yeah, Kiddush B'Makom Suda. But no one really knows what that means. Literally, the words translate as making Kiddush in the place that you are having Suda. Now, the actual location of this will be later weeks. I have a more fundamental question. Is Kiddush B'Makom Suda a halacha in Kiddush? Meaning, when I make Kiddush, I have to make Kiddush. To enhance my Kiddush, I need to add on Suda with it as well. In other words, my Kiddush on grape juice or wine is very important, but it's more gishmak. It's a greater Kiddush when I have a cookie or a challah roll afterwards. But it's a halacha in Kiddush. That's option number one. Option number two is, it's really nothing to do with Kiddush itself. You want to make Kiddush by itself? You could, without having a Seuda. But it's a halacha in Seuda. When you have a Seuda on Shabbos, you're going to eat bread, you're going to eat cookies, you're going to eat your challah, whatever it is. You should make Kiddush to enhance that Seuda.
Yeah, but you can make Kiddush on bread, also on challah, also.
That's going to be ramification number seven. 1 second. First, I got to get the question. So which one is it? This language of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, is it a halacha telling you how Kiddush should be performed? Or is it halacha telling me how Suda should be performed? You're with the question? And I'll highlight it to you in very one word. Really, it's really four words that Rashbam, Rif, and the Rambam say one way, and the Rosh says another way. I'll read you one of the sources. The Rashbam says like this, what is Kiddush B'Makom Suda? He says, because the Pasuk in Yeshaya writes, V'karasu Shabbos Oneg, you should call Shabbos Oneg. What does that mean? Says Rashbam, listen to this, B'Makom Sha'ata Korei L'Shabbos, in the place that you call Shabbos. How do you call it Shabbos? When do we call it Shabbos? What's that called? Kiddush. Kolomar, in case you missed it, he spells it out for you. Kolomar, Kriya de Kiddush. So in other words, in the place that you do Kiddush, Sham Tehei Oneg. That's where you should throw in the Seuda as well. In other words, according to the Rashbam, it sounds like the focus is the Kiddush. Kiddush, Makom Tehei Kriya, the place that you're doing your main thing of Kiddush, I'll throw in Seuda to enhance your Kiddush. So according to the Rashbam, and I'm going slow at the beginning before we fly off and give all these ramifications, because I want to make sure you're very clear about this, the question over here. According to the Rashbam, the way we view Kiddush b'makom Seuda is that it's all about the Kiddush. Kiddush is Kiddush. To enhance your Kiddush, we say, have a cookie afterwards. Having a cookie afterwards will enhance your Kiddush experience. Nothing to do with Seuda or anything. It's to throw the Seuda in to beef up the Kiddush. As opposed to the Rush, says, Bimakom Oneg, in the place of your Seuda, Sham, there, Te Kriya, you should have Kiddush. In other words, to beef up your Seuda, says the Rush, because this is really a halacha in my meal, I need or throw in Kiddush, because that will make my meal a better meal. So is Kiddush b'makom Seuda a focus on the Kiddush, or is it focused on the meal, and you're all looking at me, who cares?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, why can't I
both? Okay.
Say, why does it matter? Why,
so
why
I'm going to give you,
The Rush says, the focus is on the meal, Seuda.
Yeah.
What does he do with
Shal Shudas? Okay, so one sec. So we got a lot of questions. We could probably go on for hours and hours, but I only have like 10, 15 minutes. So one second. Let's do 8 ramifications, or close to 8. I don't know if I look at my numbers again. Yeah, how many we could highlight the difference between where one version will learn something one way, and the other version, we'll call it the Riff versus the Rush, or the Rashbam versus the Rush, we could see how they would learn something differently. How about case number one? You have your Seuda before Shabbos. Before Shabbos, should you not, whatever you did, okay? You fressed, you had challah and meatballs and chicken soup, everything. You haven't accepted Shabbos. You're one of those big Toamayu guys, yeah? You stuff your face all before Shabbos. You haven't accepted Shabbos. You're not playing any games that you accepted Shabbos. You didn't accept Shabbos. You ate. Then 5 seconds, well, you're not going to shul either. You're not such a good guy. And right after Shabbos, you say, I hereby accept myself Shabbos. You do a quick davening to your house, and then you pull out the grape juice and you're going to do Kiddush. Or wine, you're going to do Kiddush, yeah? You're not going to, you're stuffed. You feel, I can't even move. I'm not going to eat another bite after the Kiddush. Is that called Kiddush b'makom Seuda or not? It was b'makom Seuda, yes? No, Yaakov? It's b'makom Seuda. That says b'makom Seuda as you could get. It was a place of Seuda. You had piles and piles of food. It just was before Shabbos.
Yeah, but it wasn't the
same time. Okay, it wasn't the... No. Well, you said two things there. First, you said it wasn't the same time. Yeah. Answer was... Practically, it was the same time because it was a second later. I mean, it's a continuous. Now, but then you said halachically. Okay, so I don't care. You stood in the meal and davened.
No, but maybe opinions, yeah. The Kiddush would have to go first.
So,
whether you hold that it's on the Kiddush or on the Seuda, if the Kiddush doesn't go first, the things are valid, but it's not enhancing either the Seuda or the Kiddush.
Okay, so you could say, look, everything I'm going to say to you could fight with me. Just the Rutz Katzvi, I saw part of this in the Rutz Katzvi, who's a role model for all of us. He's a very successful businessman in L.A. He's also a humongous Talmud Chacham, who's written Svarim and Svarim and Svarim and Svarim. And he's Rev Reisman in L.A., R-Y-Z-M-A-N. He has a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, and it's one of his Svarim, Rutz Katzvi. He gives some nafkaminas. So he suggests like this. I believe this one is from him. He says that according to the Rif, etc., you would be Yotze. Why? Because it's a din in Kiddush. So therefore, yeah, You ate before Erev. What's the point of the eating if it's Kiddush b'makom suda and the main emphasis is Kiddush? The meal is just to enhance the drinking. So you enhanced it before the Kiddush, you enhanced it after the Kiddush. Who cares? The whole idea is that together with the drinking is some food product. So you did the food product out of order. Agreed. You did the food eating first, but then you did the Kiddush. But still, it's still connected. You're still enhancing your drinking experience by combining it with eating. Okay, you did the drinking after the eating. Who cares? All right, one side. Wait, you'll fight me. Okay, one. But if you say that the other side, that it's a din in the Seuda, that for sure you agree you're not Yotze. Because if it's a din in the Seuda was done, it wasn't even Shabbos yet. So clearly, according to the Rosh, you're not Yotze. Query, I could fight you, but we need to move on. Well, query, you could query whether, according to the Rif, that it's a din in Kiddush, if you fulfilled Kiddush. I did Kiddush in the proper time, right? I just didn't do Kiddush b'makom Seuda. I didn't do the Seuda part in the right time, but I did it beforehand. Not really, I don't think so, because I enhanced my drinking. Did you enhance your drinking with food? Yeah, you just did it first.
Are you washing again after the Kiddush?
You should. Halachically, you should have. No, you should have, but you didn't. You didn't. Yeah. No one here is a good person. No one here, but people in my scenario, you're not a good Jew, but were you Yotze Kiddush or not? Say Kiddush Makom Suda. So if you say that it's a din in Kiddush, I did Kiddush in the proper time, and it was enhanced with the Suda, an improper time Suda, so I wasn't Yotze Suda, but move on. Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two. Yeah.
Suda was part of the three Sudas you need on
Shabbos? No, no one's Yotze v'sudas. But Mr. Arman, did you do your Kiddush, which is a din in Kiddush, b'makom suda prakli? Yes. Nafkamina number two. Nafkamina number two. So number two, I'm skipping for time. We'll come back because it's the biggest stretch one. Number three, let's go to number three. Number three is the easiest one. Maybe you could swallow this one a little bit better. Yeah. Number three is a guy is in a hospital. Nebuch. Yep, he's Nebuch in a hospital. And he's only, the doctor said, you're only allowed to have fluids. So you give him a nice, 20% alcohol. That's the only thing he could drink. No, but assuming he could only drink a little bit of grape juice, he can't have any food. Okay? So he could only have Kiddush. Is he mechuyev now to do Kiddush on Shabbos or not? He can't fulfill the b'makom suda. Can he, should he fulfill Kiddush or not? So this is a big dispute in the poskim if he is chayav in Kiddush. Some say the Tshuva Svan Agus and the Minchas Yitzchak say he's actually potter from Kiddush. Now why? Because since, you could explain, he holds like the Rosh. The Rosh holds that the Kiddush b'makom suda means that you enhance your Seuda by having the Kiddush. But here, this guy is putter from Seuda. Why is he putter from Seuda? Because the doctor told him, don't eat. And you're supposed to listen to your doctor. I know that's supposed to be obvious, but it's not, unfortunately, anymore. But you listen to your doctor. Your doctor tells you not to have Seuda. So this guy is completely putter from Seuda. So according to the Rosh, that Kiddush b'makom Seuda means I enhance my Seuda with Kiddush. He ain't having a Suda. So according to the Tshuva Svan Agus, he would actually be putter from Kiddush as well, because he can't fulfill.
Would he violate something by making Kiddush?
So that's a good question. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. Let me say the other side, and then you'll see if it answers your question. As opposed to the Rif would say, look, he's got to do Kiddush, right? Because that's the main part. He can't beef up his Kiddush with the Suda. So you know what he should do? Here's someone else's Kiddush and be Yotze it that way. So this way he'll get the Kiddush b'makom Suda. He won't make a bracha with Atala because he can't do the Suda aspect. But maybe you would be Mechoyev. And that's in fact what other poskim say, including Mitzitz Eliezer, the great posik of Shari Tzedek. He says, he had said, it was Nifter 15 years ago, but he paskind that you should make Kiddush, hear it from someone else. That's Nafgamina number two. Nafgamina number three. How about a chole on Yom Kippur? Okay, doctor tells you, buddy, you gotta eat. Yeah, you gotta eat on Yom Kippur. He makes Kiddush or he doesn't make Kiddush on Yom Kippur. You can give a 2-hour chabura on this question itself. We'll do it in the 10-second version. The 10-second version is, yeah, you make Kiddush or no?
He has a mitzvah to eat.
He has a mitzvah, so does he have a mitzvah or kiddush? I don't doubt you on that. I mean, this is a billion. Whatever you say, you're right. Whatever you say, you're wrong, of course. Because, so the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you're chayev to make kiddush. Comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe and says, what do you mean? How can you be chayev in kiddush? There is no mitzvah to have a seuda. There's a mitzvah to eat, because you don't want to die, but there is no chiyuv seuda oneg. You're not making your Yom Kippur oneg. Even when you eat, you're supposed to eat the most, you know, bare minimum and the most disgusting. You don't have, you know, Jolly Ranchers to, if you have to eat, you know, you have the most basic bland food that you're able, that your doctor tells you to eat. You don't enjoy your seuda. It's not a seuda on Yom Kippur. You're eating for sustenance so you don't die. That is a good thing to do. It is not a good thing to do to have a seuda with enjoyment, etc. And therefore, says the Igros Moshe, there is no din suda, so how can you be chayiv in kiddush? So the Ratz Katzvi wants to suggest this is based on our machlokas. According to the Rosh, that kiddush makom suda is a din in suda, if there's no suda on Yom Kippur, then there's no kiddush. But according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, it's a din in kiddush. Yes, you can have seuda for, there is no din in seuda, fine. But when you make your kiddush, you're supposed to beef it up with additional food, and that you can do on Yom Kippur, because whatever you're eating, you'll have it together with the kiddush. And therefore, nafka mina number two or three, I forget what we're up to, is, would be if you have to have kiddush on Yom Kippur. Next, nafka mina. This is, you could give a 10-hour shir on. We'll do again the 10-second version. It needs its own shir. Mirtzah Hashem, we'll try to. It's just very complicated. Standing or sitting. We've referenced it a couple of times. Do you stand or you sit for kiddush? I think whatever I do, you're gonna get messed over with that. There's so many complex ways to do it. So many sugyas it involves. Being yotzi other people. But let's do it on 10 seconds and its relevance for our shir. Yeah? According to the Rush, it's a din in suda. How do you eat your suda? You usually eat it standing until your wife screams at you. Sit down, you bum, yeah? And then you sit down. Because a suda is supposed to be eaten how? Sitting down. You don't eat on the run, right? And so therefore, you pull out your chair, you sit. So therefore, if you say that kiddush b'makom suda, like the Rosh, is really a din in suda, so how should the kiddush be done? Sitting down. If you say that kiddush b'makom suda is really a din in kiddush, like the Rif and the Rashbam say, and that the suda just enhances your kiddush, so yeah, you want to do the kiddush standing, you could. That could be a separate issue, whether you're supposed to stand or sit, but it's not relevant to us, and maybe the Rif would allow you to stand for kiddush as well. Next, nafka mina. What about having light? This is a stupid question, Bizman Hazeh, because we have such electricity. But 300 years ago, this was an extremely relevant question because they had a very limited light on Shabbos. They would have to have candles, etc., whatever it is. And so the question is, do you have to make kiddush in light or can you make kiddush in the dark? Now, your su'uda has to be what? In the light. That's the whole point of lighting candles, is that you should have shalom bayis, is that you should see your wife's delicious food, and also a separate issue, you don't crack your neck. What?
If you have a choice between wine or candles, you should stop the candles.
Okay, but so you have both. You have both. You have candles in another room, and one room is dark.
That presupposes the whole question.
Well, can you make kiddush in a dark area, then move to the light for the suda? So you could see it. Now, we'll get to what's considered far and close over the next few weeks. That's an issue we're going to have to touch about. But let's assume, whatever the hypothetical is, let's say, I'll give you a good example. Your Shabbos clock, if you're, in my parents' house, there's always the issues of like, oh, you set the Shabbos clock too early, too late. We just leave all the lights on. It's much, much easier. You don't have to deal with that, at least the dining room lights. But so, let's say your Shabbos clock, the wife's looking at the husband. Again, you're dope. You're supposed to set the Shabbos clock for 7:10, and you set it for 7:30. So you're sitting there like an idiot at 7:10. So your wife says, okay, just start making kiddush already. Right? You like that hypothetical? That could be more relevant. So you have your kiddush in the dark, and then the light's going to go on 5 minutes later for your suda. Mutter usher. So if you say that kiddush b'makom suda is like the Rosh, it's a din in the suda needs to be with light, so your kiddush also needs to be with light.
But if you ate the suda in the dark, would it not be considered?
No, okay, I'm not talking about bidyabriyot. I'm talking about your ideal Jew shalom. You want to know, should you wait or not? Is there an inyan to wait? Yeah, if your wife's going to kill you because everyone's hungry already, fine, you do that. But I'm talking about an ideal way. Should you ideally have light for Kiddush? Answer is, the Sefer Chesed of Avram says it's based on this machlokas. If you say Kiddush b'makom suda, is it din in the suda? It's really an explanation of the halach of suda. Suda needs to be in the light. So to Kiddush needs to be with light. As opposed to if you say Kiddush makom suda, is it din in Kiddush? Kiddush could be, I don't know, who says Kiddush has to have light? Suda has to have light because when you eat food, a meal, you have to be able to see what you're eating. As Shalom Bayis, you drink. People drink in the dark. People usually drink in the dark, so the wife doesn't see them. And so on the contrary, there's...
Isn't there something that says it's supposed to, when you're making Kiddush...
Look at the candles. That's a great question. Great question. Yeah, great question. I don't have a good response to that, except that maybe it's dark, but the little Shabbos candles don't always give off such light. That's not really the light that we're talking about in our electricity, so I don't know. I hear you. So let's say you can see the light. I'll give you like a better. You see the candles in the other room. You can see the candles, but it's not giving you light over here. So I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Nafkamina number 5 or whatever we're up to. Yeah. Next one. What is yours? What about being Mekadish on Pas? You make Kiddush on bread. Okay. So you're going to tell me we automatically have Kiddush Makom Suda. But that's not so true, because to have a suda, you may have to have a lot of bread. So if you have Kiddush on bread itself, you make the Kiddush on the bread, and you have a little piece of bread, but you're not having a bigger suda, is that considered Kiddush b'makom suda? Do you need Kiddush b'makom suda or not? So maybe you could say, I saw this in the back of the Chavrusa in the Gemara, he suggests that according to the Rif and the Rashbam, maybe you don't need Kiddush b'makom suda because it's a din in the Kiddush, the wine, that when you have wine, it's enhanced by having a meal. But if you're having bread, so you don't need to enhance the wine with the bread. There is no wine here at all. As opposed to the Rush, maybe you would need it because Kiddush b'makom suda is a din in the suda. You always have to have a suda when you make Kiddush. Fine. What about, final maybe nafkamina, I'll tell you one other one, which is a little bit something to think about. But final nafkamina before we get to the last one, is that, what about if you don't have a bona fide suuda? And we're going to talk about this next week. We'll elaborate on this a little bit more. But what is suuda? Can I just have a piece of cake? Do I have to have bread? What do I have to have? Can I just have a regloch? Is that sufficient for Kiddush b'makom suda? I have Kiddush and a regloch. So if you want to say that it's a din in Kiddush, that my Kiddush needs to be enhanced with food, okay, regloch should be fine, yeah? Okay, that's, you enhanced your Kiddush by having a regloch. Yeah, my Kiddush was enhanced. But if you say it's a din in the Su'uda, regloch may not be a Su'uda. You have a real Su'uda for the Rosh. You need to have a real Su'uda, which is enhanced by Kiddush, but you need to have a Su'uda. Regloch ain't really such a Su'uda. Yeah. Yeah. We intersect on like 30 chaburas in this topic. I agree. Yeah. Correct.
When Shabbos is at 9 o'clock at night,
yeah,
a lot of people cannot physically
have a suda. I hear you. That's a plug for early Shabbos.
That would be why you actually have.
If you want to make a protest that we should have a plag mincha mariv every Shabbos, I'm in. I'd sign up. I would sign up for a plag mincha mariv. I would be in. Yeah, I'm with you on that because it's hard to have a 9 o'clock. I agree with you. I hear you. Final nafkamina is something to think about. Is, let's say you don't have a 4-year-old. My son doesn't come Friday night, especially if you have later 9 o'clock minyan. He's not coming. Who is drinking that Friday night grape juice in shul when the chazan makes Kiddush? It's a whole big discussion. If there's no child, is the chazan allowed to drink that wine or not? It's a big, big fight amongst the rabbis. Yeah, you ever seen that done? They drink it or not? So if there's no kid. You're allowed or not?
No kid, you drink it.
Oh, excellent. So that's a big dispute. That is how I think we do say, but we'd rather avoid that as much as possible. But so there's a big discussion if you're allowed to drink. So Sar Mikutzi writes, early one of the Rishonim writes, that you're allowed to drink it. But the question is, why are you allowed to drink it? So some say because it's not really, you're allowed to drink it because it's a din in Kiddush, because it's Kiddush. Kiddush is Kiddush. So that seems to be working with the idea that Kiddush b'makom suda is a din in Kiddush. If you don't have the suda there, okay, so you could just drink the Kiddush. Kiddush because it's still Kiddush. But if you say that no, Kiddush Makom Suda is really a din in Suuda, here you're definitely not having a Suuda here at all. So how can you drink the Kiddush? It's not really, it's you're drinking something which is not going to be enhancing the Suuda. Maybe you would not be allowed to drink the Kiddush. That last nafkamin is a little bit weird. That's why I left it for last. The upshot is this is primarily an academic type chabura, not as practical as the future weeks. But you have to understand this question, I think, to understand the next few weeks, because now we're going to analyze, well, what are the contours? What is the scope of Kiddush B'Makom Suda? Where does it apply if I'm in a different room? And we'll talk about the famous Simcha Room Shaila. Anyone know of a shul that is a humongous Simcha Room that it takes you 5 minutes to walk from one side to the other side? I can think of a place 10 feet away. So the question is, if you make Kiddush on one side, can you eat on the other side of a Simcha Room, the Chumrah of the century? Well, we'll talk about that one. What about walking out of your house? And hopefully next week we'll talk about my favorite chabura in the entire world, the potato kugel shayla. We'll talk about the potato kugel shayla. So, yeah.